Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show of What's Your Story, where we have conversations with trailblazers who have truly inspirational stories to share with us. Today, I have with me Anand Neelkantan, who needs no introduction. He's the author of the Bahubali trilogy, which is one of the best-selling series of all time. His first book, Asura, Tale of the Vanquished, has been translated to 16 languages and continues to be on the best-selling charts even today. He's also a prolific screenwriter and has a slate of shows both on TV and streaming platforms. He's currently working with a two-part Mahabharata film and also working on a spy thriller for Reliance Entertainment. So stay tuned for that. His latest book, Nala Damayanti, first appeared as an audio drama in 10 languages and is one of the most listened to books in 2022. Anand sir, welcome to the show.
Hi, Manni. Thank you for having me.
Sir, all your books are told through the lens of the so-called villains. So why the anti-hero?
Not all the books. Bahubali was not told from the so-called villains. All the three books. And I have short story collections. And I have only, I think, four or five of my books have gone through that approach. Asura, Ajaya, and perhaps Vanara. Other than that, all other my out of my 13 books, only these four are there.
Okay, sir. So let me rephrase that question. Some of your really well-known books are told about the anti-hero. So why the anti-hero?
There is nothing like anti-hero in Indian politics. It is all about seeing the perspective. The moment you see it from one perspective, the heroes and villains change their places. So I explained it in, I think, in some other interviews also on the concept of not having good versus evil in Indian Puranas. Rather, it is more like karma and karma bala.
Right.
And that is your action and the fruits of your action. So there is nothing like absolute good or absolute evil.
Anywhere. Right.
So it is very interesting to tell the story from Ravan's perspective or Duryodhan's perspective and see how Mahabharata or Ramayana.
Right. So what do you say to all the purists, sir? Because today we're living in a very polarized time where it's my opinion versus yours. And what do you say to all of them who don't really want to hear another perspective, specifically a perspective of someone who's regarded to be like a,
this is a bad character. This work of creative fiction. This is not the first time somebody is doing it for the last 2,500 years. From Sanskrit to many other languages, this kind of perspective literature has always appeared. And it is not a new thing in India or Indian literature. Nobody is forcing anyone to read a different perspective. Don't like it, don't read it.
Right.
It is clearly mentioned in the books that it's a creative and a fictional take. And it's not a non-fiction book.
Right.
This is the truth or this is not the truth. It is just a method of seeing things.
So that's your answer to all the trolls. If you don't like it, don't read it.
It's not like that. It is up to them. No, I just write. It is in television and in other media where I write. I follow the usual perspective. Books I explore from a different angle.
Right.
So there is nothing like, I have nothing to say to trolls. Nothing much to say to the trolls or anything.
Right.
I ignore them.
Right. Okay, sir. Okay. Your latest book, Nala Damayanti, is one of the oldest love stories. Do you think youth of today will connect to the challenges of the couple from a very different time? Or rather, what advice would you give to a young person in matters of love for today? If you have to draw parallels.
I don't think human nature changes from one time to another. It is something which is eternal. Right from the advent of humans or the evolution of humans, I don't think there is any change in human nature. Times may change, the way people express may change, but the emotion remains the same. So it doesn't matter whether the love story is from the distant past, imaginary or real, or it is happening in the current time, or even if it is set in a future times or in some other universe or other things. If it is humans are involved, emotions are going to be the same. It's a basic fundamental nature of humans to love, to fall in love, and whatever is associated with that, all the emotions associated with that.
When you were writing this, did you discover new aspects of love or something about yourself? You know, when you were exploring this story, something that you learned about love, something that came as a revelation to you?
Nothing like that. The sense that it was written in a very fun manner. It is more of a romantic comedy. So I enjoyed writing it. I didn't explore it purely as a love story with a lot of this thing. I have a style of writing and I try to write it with a lot of fun and energy. More like a Disney film kind of thing rather than a pure sweet love story or anything. So it has got very fierce woman like Damayanti as the hero.
Right.
And it is a trials and tribulation, and rather slightly confused and weak character, perhaps not as a character, but weak the way he approaches. So it is a damsel saving a prince in distress rather than the other way around story.
Right. And that really resonates, you know, with the crowd of today. I really personally enjoyed your book a lot. Like you said, it's a very fun read. You flow through the book so well. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. And like you said, the damsel distress, saving the hero or the male protagonist who's in distress. That's such a fresh perspective and something that I think audiences and even readers of today really like and resonate with that. So your book is really done. It's written really well. So I really enjoyed that book.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So I wanted to ask you, do you have a spiritual practice, sir, or something that you do before you write, like a ritual or a writing practice, anything that you do to get into that state of flow?
No, I am not. You might have, perhaps if you have read my books, I'm not a very spiritual person or anything like that. I just take life as it is. The character Rituparna in the Naladamayanti.
Yes,
perhaps more truer to my character than many other characters.
Oh, nice. Right.
So I don't have any specific ritual. I write when I feel. I write what I feel and write when I feel.
Right.
Wherever I feel, that's all.
Do you write every day?
Ritual or there is...
Do you write every day?
Most days. I am a professional writer, so there is no other way. There is no other way other than to write every day.
Okay, so now
I work on a lot of projects.
Right.
Pardon?
So this leads me to my next question, because you're a prolific screenwriter as well. So what advice would you give to all the aspiring screenwriters? You know?
Screenwriting is a different ball game than writing books. Screenwriting, you should be aware that you're writing for an industry rather than writing for yourself. So you have to know to work within the constraints. It's like if you're a singer and you learn classical singing, and the moment you come to playback singing, no, you will know that you have hardly five minutes. You don't have 1 hour to explore a raga. You have to sing it in 5 minutes. And it is purely done for an industry where a lot of people make a living. So writer is not that important. Unlike when you compare it with a book, you know, where writer is the all king or the queen or whatever it is, and they can decide what to write and what not to write. Screenplay writing is more into a collaborative effort.
Right. And
that you should keep your ego at your home and then safely in some place and then start writing.
Okay. That's well noted to all the aspiring screenwriters. I think that's words of wisdom. So, sir, can I conclude that you probably enjoy writing books more than screenwriting, or not really?
I enjoy both. Especially screenplay pays much more than book writing. So when the check comes, I like screenplay. Otherwise, I like books.
Okay. So that's more fulfilling in many other ways than books. Okay. Again, words of wisdom to all the aspiring writers and screenwriters out there. So since you've written so many screenplays for TV streaming platforms, I'm sure you've had a lot of interactions with very famous, personalities. Is there something that you would like to share, like a fun anecdote, you know, a celebrity that probably surprised you or made you laugh, or someone was totally like exactly opposite of what you were expecting?
My first interaction was, one of the first interaction was with Nagarjuna sir and his wife Amala ma'am. So right. Suddenly I found one mail from Nagarjuna sir saying that, one tweet actually, long back after reading Asura, that he liked the book, and then I just sent a thank you note. After that, both of them had come and they had done two of my books, launch of two of my books, which happened in Hyderabad. It was such an exhilarating experience. I think that set the ball rolling. After that, maybe perhaps it would have come into the notice of Rajamouli sir. So he read the book. So one fine day, I got a call saying that it is Rajamouli, and I was so surprised. In the sense that I didn't believe. I thought some of my friends were playing prank.
Right.
So I didn't believe it, and I was almost mocking, in the sense that I was thinking which of my friend is playing a prank. But later again he sent a mail, then I had to call up and apologize, and he was laughing. After that, right. The relationship started, and the book was launched in Jaipur Lit Fest, the first of the book, and right. Rana Dugavati was there, such a fun character. And I met Ramya Krishnan also there. He is exactly like the fiery Shivagami what I see in my
really?
Book, and also in
that's nice to know.
More serious than I expected. Then of course after that, now I'm working with Rakesh Om Prakash Mehra, such a pleasure to work with. Then with Rohan Sippy, it's fun. Sonali Bendre has been quite a good friend. Most of the I'm associated with their book club, so we have done a lot of sessions together, including one where there was a kind of how to write books, in which we were talking about how to write books, fiction, and other things. I think it is available in Facebook and YouTube. That was a good experience. Briefly, in many functions, I have met Mohanlal, Mamoti, and all that.
Yes.
Dhanush is a good friend. We had some plans of doing a film together, but if we work out one day, immediately didn't work out. But of course, we remain good friends.
Right.
So like that, a lot of people in the industry I've been fortunate with to be associated with. I'm doing shows, and one of the good moments was when Nasruddin Shah acted for my writing in the Taj.
Nice. Nasruddin
Shah, Aditi Rao, Hendri, when they acted.
Yeah.
So it has been a fascinating journey so far, and of course in the literature first and all, Gulzar Saab I've interacted with, MT Sir I've interacted, Adur Govarishan Sir I've interacted. So these are nothing on professional level, but usually in some of the film or literature fest, I was fortunate enough to interact with many people who I only heard about when I was an aspiring writer.
Right.
That is something which is.
Have you ever been starstruck? Anyone that you met that it completely, fumbled you, like you couldn't talk? Anyone that you met? Maybe not recently, maybe when you started out.
First time when I met Nagarjuna sir, yes, it was. But now I am grown very confident.
Right.
I've been
working
with many people, so I'm not that starstruck as of now. But initially when I was coming, yes, first time when I met Nagarjuna sir, Rajamouli sir and all, that was there. But now maybe because I have been working for the last 10 to 20 years, so that kind of thing is not there perhaps.
Right. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, sir. That was wonderful. So now I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. Rapid fire segment. Keep your answers fast and keep it coming. That's the only guide that I have for you in this. So my first question is, you have many talents, but share one that nobody really knows about.
Acting.
Okay. Fantastic. Can you share like any projects that you acted in recently so where people can go and check you out?
I did two ads, one for Muthoot and one for Urban Company. They okay. are available in YouTube, but some people might have seen in the TV. I also okay. had acted in a television series, but not much work I have done. Not many people know about it also.
Do you enjoy acting?
Something which I enjoy doing. I enjoy
acting. Okay, okay. All right. Okay. Great. The last
question is whether other directors and the viewers enjoy it. That's the only question.
I'm sure they do. Which is why you're getting more opportunities. And perhaps in the future, we'll hear that you're in like a pivotal character in a screenplay that you yourself wrote.
Problem is, the moment I say that, I won't get a chance in screenplay also.
Well, I'm sure you're joking, sir. I'm sure there is other things in consideration, and you acting is not really something that's that's going to be a problem. So I hope to see you in a pivotal role. Like Shivagami, maybe you can play the male character in another great grand screenplay that you write in the future. I would love to see that.
Let's hope.
The last book you read?
Eighth Life.
Okay. Your favorite author?
I don't have a personal favorite. I like a lot of authors. Mm-hmm. But Ruskin Bond I like.
Ruskin Bond. Okay. Yeah, sure. A recent movie that you watched that you really liked?
Now I'm watching something only halfway through.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the recent movie that you watched that you really liked?
Jailer, I like.
Oh, nice. Okay, I need to check that movie
and
out.
The one which kept me most entertained is Adipurush.
Adipurush. Okay. Now, that's an Hilarious. Answer that we need to unpack. Because that's a movie.
It was hilarious.
Can you elaborate more on how it was hilarious?
It's a rapid fire. No, let us keep it at that.
Okay, fine. We'll keep that for a different session altogether. What's your comfort food?
What's your
comfort food? Yeah.
Any fruits?
Okay, you're a fruits person. Okay, wonderful. Yeah. What's your favorite travel destination?
Wayanad.
Oh, nice. Nice. If you had to cast for Nala Damayanti, who would you cast?
I would cast someone totally fresh. I don't mm-hmm. want it to be spoiled by anyone existing. Someone
fresh,
totally fresh.
Fresh
faces for both nice. Nala and Damayanti.
Right. Your favorite movie star?
Mohanlal.
Yes, I share that same opinion. Yes, I love Mohanlal too. Your biggest fear?
My biggest fear? Singing at some place. In public. That should be actually not my fear. That should be the fear of the listeners.
That makes a lot of sense. Your biggest fear. Okay, that's wonderful. Who's one person that you go for advice? Like, who do you go to when you need some advice?
There is no need to go. I always get advice from my wife and children. They keep advising me. There's right. no need to go specifically anywhere.
Do they always give you advice when you ask for it? Or is it a lot of unsolicited advice?
No need to ask also.
They give it to you. Free.
Yeah.
Without any question. What's your typical Sunday like?
Every day is a Sunday for me. There is no typical Sunday. I'm a writer. No, for me, what is a Sunday and Saturday? Every day is Sunday.
Right. You have your days are free and you write when you write, and that's how your day is. So there's no
that's it.
There's
there
no
is nothing okay. specific for my Sunday.
Great. That's my dream life. your dream dinner guest?
I don't take dinners. I stopped eating in the night.
Okay, fine, sir. Your dream lunch guest. Let me rephrase.
Maybe James Cameron, perhaps, or Christopher Nolan.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Since you mentioned Christopher Nolan, did you watch the new Oppenheimer movie?
Yeah, wonderful movie.
Okay, great. Okay, sir, what was the most...
Except that I would have loved to see some Japanese perspective.
Right, yes, of course. Yeah, that would have brought a whole different narrative to that story, right? Yes, wonderful. Yes, I agree with you. What was the most fun thing or activity that you did this year so far? Something that you enjoyed?
I acted, I said, no. So that was one of
that is the activity that you did this year, which was the most fun. You acted and you faced the camera. And that was the fun thing. Okay, fantastic. Okay, sir. So lastly, what are your parting words to all the aspiring writers?
Good night. I mean, naturally, that should be the parting word, right? Reading is very important.
Okay.
And reading is the most important thing. Without reading, there is no writing. And without watching TV and films a lot, there is no screenplay writing.
Right. So
that is a basic exercise. Whether you are a book writer or a screenplay writer. Thank you.
One more question. To all the writers who are struggling with rejections, you know, where their manuscripts is not accepted, or even for the aspiring screenwriters, very difficult to get their first script. What do you say to that? How do you deal? How do you go on in that journey?
You have to, see, that's what I said. No, you need to read a lot so that you will understand whether the rejections are just a matter of misfortune, not being at the right place at the right time, or genuinely whether you have talent or not. Rejection can happen either of because of this. So, unless you read and watch a lot of it, no, it will be very difficult to do a self-assessment. So, if you conclude that you have enough talent and you can improve, then rejection should not matter to you. One day or other, it's going to strike. You have to keep on writing. But that self-assessment is very important, and that you can achieve only if you read a lot. Otherwise, you won't know how good is your skill.
Right. All right. Thank you so much, sir, for spending time with me today. I had a great time talking to you. You're a very fun personality. So I'm just waiting to see all those aspects of your personality come out on the screen, apart from
books
and TV shows.
Thank you. And I hope your next book will come soon. All the best for your
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for everyone listening to this episode. We'll be back next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.